Network, I'm Jason Dinesen. Minnesota exports declined during the first quarter of this year. MNN's Tasha Radel reports.
The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development says the state's exports fell 8% to $5.8 billion. Officials say the decline was driven almost entirely by a $628 million drop in mineral fuel and oil exports to Canada, a trend that's continued since last year. Excluding those exports, Minnesota's other international sales actually grew 2%. Tasha Radel, MNN.
The man who admitted to the fatal shootings of former Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband will be sentenced next month. Court records show Vance Belter is due in federal court in Minneapolis on July 23rd. Minnesota is one of 19 states that won a court order permanently blocking key provisions of President Trump's 2025 executive order on elections. The court sided with Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and 18 other attorneys general, ruling the executive order exceeded the president's authority. Lawmakers in Congress are looking at ways to protect Social Security, including proposed legislation called the Social Security Expansion Act. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
It fully funds Social Security for 75 years and, you know, ensures that everyone pays their fair share and that it will be there for us. And I think it's something that I hear about, you know, all the time and from folks of, you know, of all ages. And we need to make sure that Social Security is there for us.
Flanagan tells MNN that making life more affordable for Minnesotans is one of her top priorities. She's running against Congresswoman Angie Craig in the August DFL primary for the U.S. Senate seat held by Tina Smith, who's retiring. In other headlines, Minnesotans heading out for a run during these hot and humid summer months should plan carefully. University of Minnesota sports medicine physician David Supek says choosing the right time of day can make all the difference.
There's usually a time during the day, and you can look at the forecast when it's going to be a little bit cooler. Typically, that's going to be in the morning or towards the evening, not running in that high sun when you're, you know, at the highest risk for things like heat exhaustion or certainly with sunburn.
Supek says don't be afraid to change up your routine if conditions become too hot. Governor Walz has announced that the 2027 Governor's Fishing Opener will be held in Cold Spring on May 14th and 15th. It'll be the first time the Central Minnesota community has hosted the event. Anglers will fish Long Lake and the connected Sauk River chain of lakes. The Governor's Fishing Opener has been a Minnesota tradition since 1948, and next year's event will mark the 79th opener. This is MNN.